They're large, in charge, and in they're about to barge. Here are Cliff and Kendall.
Yo.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here.
Gone.
Here we are.
The show is on.
Walking down the street.
We're here.
The fattest, obese people you could ever meet.
Oh, you're so lucky you don't ever have to watch us walk.
Hey, we're Cliff and Kendall. People say we waddle around.
And we really waddle around.
When we sit around the podcasting booth, really sit around the old podcasting booth, because this is an internet talk show. Some people call it a podcast. I prefer internet talk show because I think it sounds classier.
I feel like a little bit of everything.
I feel like Dean Martin, not that he even had a talk show, but maybe he did.
We're the modern day Dean Martin. Where's
Dick Cavett? I'm Merv Griffin. And so, as Merv Griffin, I feel it's classier to think of it as an internet talk show. It's just a talk. We're talking. This is a show on the internet.
Amen.
What the fuck's a pod?
Who knows?
It's a phone cast now. If people listen, do people even have iPods anymore?
No.
I need one because the music, it won't fit on my phone. I have too many Jake Gyllenhaal paparazzi shots.
You just have to choose the right ones.
Jake Gyllenhaal paparazzi shots?
Or iPods? Music or whatever.
Or whatever. This is too deep.
You gotta narrow down your library.
This is too deep.
I know, but we've gone from preaching to meddling.
/ radio filler program.
Let's get back to the real subject at hand.
KBSH, that's Rye 99 in Busheltown, USA, where we've not been lately because we've been traveling the world with our good friend Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and her husband, Mr. Snodbottom. They're our producers and benefactors and close friends, and she is on a tour telling the world.
A world rye tour.
Telling them about the glory that is growing and harvesting rye.
Preaching the word of rye.
I think it's one of the more beautiful things in humanity's recent history.
It is. I think being on this rye tour has really taught me so much about humanity.
Hasn't
and
it?
Rye, yeah.
We're all One.
We are.
We are
the world.
We are the fatso.
That's us.
God, I sounded so good.
I thought there'd be more than
practicing. I was too stunned by how good I sound.
The acoustics in this booth.
My breath was taken. Has Charles the contractor improved the acoustics in the booth?
I doubt it.
Oh, there's just a new piece of duct tape up there in the corner.
Trust me, it was a mistake if he did anything.
It was, I can tell. He just duct taped over a cockroach. I can tell.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Half of it's still wriggling out. But anyway, Kendall, tell the dear poor listeners what this show is all about.
I got no bones about it, Cliff. It's about bones.
Kendall, I thought this show was about boners and not bones. I did not even look at the writer's email because I thought, you're giving me tips on boners? No thanks. You think I don't have the boner facts?
I figured a boner was going to work its way in here at some point.
That's what Susan said.
Whoa. Boom.
Oh, you know, I just feel like one of those Hungarian traveling spiders. Because we just are traveling on this beautiful, life-changing, life-affirming ride tour.
Traveling on.
Oh, my gosh. This is beautiful.
Oh, look at that flowers.
Long show here in Afghanistan. Sunny, beautiful Afghanistan.
Aren't you having a wonderful time, dear?
Oh, it's marvelous.
It is a beautiful flower show. I have not been to many, but this is one of them.
But it's nice. Red ones over there.
So colorful, dear.
Oh,
I love those, dear.
Ravishing, but none to rival the beauty of your face, sugar love.
Oh, dear, please.
Every time I see you, I'm taken away in my mind.
Oh, Daffodil, please.
Well, I'm glad that guys are having so much fun. We're having fun. Now, I would like, do they have like a big flower-themed ice cream dessert or something?
Of course, dear. It's right over there.
Oh, no dessert for you, Bowers. Not as you're off the air.
I thought you were making a comment on our weight.
Oh, no. I learned many years ago never to comment on something that large.
Well, it's not proper etiquette either.
No, it's not, of course. It's not. And, you know, we've all just grown so close together over the years. It's no wonder we've all rubbed off on one another.
Literally grown closer together.
In this booth, I feel like it used to be much larger when we would take it around to parades in Busheltown.
Well, it was a little larger before we had to duct tape the side on.
Well, that's true. We had where Charles, he did the Macarena and he broke through that one glass. So
I still hear the whistling wind coming in every once in a while.
Whistling is blow, blow, Seminole wind. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. Yeah. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend. Cause something.
Oh, I don't know what you're doing, but we've got to get out, Mrs. Potter, Potter, Potter. Oh, my dear, she has entered a beautiful homegrown flower in this lawn show.
Oh, dear, it's such a wonderful thing to do, dear. I'm so excited. I can't hardly stand it.
So you brought a flower? You've had one this whole time from Busheltown?
Yes, dear. I've been working on it day and night. That's what I've been doing every night, dear, when I go into my room.
Oh, like a little, like one of those things people have on their desk.
It's one of those things.
You're blowing my mind, Bowers. Please, stop talking about such bizarre notions. We've got to get your flower over to the judge's booth, dear.
Oh, yes, quite right, dear. Let's go, dear.
Who's ever run so quickly to be judged?
Not us.
Not we.
Throw the first stone.
Throw the first one and then he who laughs last laughs best. Kendall, this show, you contend that it is about bones and not boners. So while I open up the writer's email over here, why don't you hit the listeners with some bone facts, daddy-o?
Wait, was it really about boners?
No.
Cliff, you know, arms are the most commonly broken bones. They account for almost half of adult broken bones. Have you ever broken a bone?
When I was born, my collarbone broke.
When you were born?
Yeah. As I was being born. But
and did it hurt?
Whoa, yeah. But other than that, no. Except for all the teeth that I've broken in my head. I have not. So, what about you?
No, I've never broken a bone. Luckily, not
never? Do you think it's because we're so fat?
We just roll when we fall.
We just roll?
I think our weight has attributed to us not running around like most wild children and not breaking a bone, I guess.
No, that's true because we don't do those bone-breaking activities.
No, sitting on the couch rarely ever broke a bone.
No, well, I twisted my ankle once.
Yeah, well, we've all done that, haven't we?
We've all done that. Been there, done that.
All right, what do you have a bone fact, Cliff?
I've got a bone
fact. You have a boner fact?
Now, the human hand, including the wrist, listeners, you're going to want to write this down. Bring the kids into the room for this one, because they're not
going
to believe. The number of bones in the hand plus the wrist. 54.
54 bones.
Are you? Kendall, I can't stop. I think it's just the beauty of Afghanistan.
It's the beauty of Afghanistan.
Look at
all these flowers.
Oh, look at them over there. Oh, Mrs. Potter, Butterbird, they're coming back.
They're so excited about my rare breed of rose mixed with rye.
Oh, they were even amazed with her soil, Bowers. They said you had the most lovely soil around.
Stop it, dear.
What a compliment to you and Busheltown dirt.
Oh, congratulations on your soil, Mrs. Potter.
That is nice.
Thank you, dear.
That is nice. Now, what is... Okay. It's a what? It's hybrided...
It's a hybrid...
What?
It's a rose.
Sorry, I was up all
here.
Night last night watching movies on YouTube, but I'll get later to that later. So tell me what, huh?
Dear, it's a rose mixed with a rye.
A rye, rye rose.
A rye, rye rose. Yes, dear. It's a wonderful mix of the two, dear. Look how beautiful the little bristles of rye that come off the side of the rose, dear.
Those are gorgeous, and they really go well with all those thorns.
Thank you, dear. Just like Busheltown.
Oh, you know she knows how to coordinate an outfit. Why not a new breed of plant powers? Next you'll be winning some sort of Nobel plant prize, dear.
No, not at all.
Well, I mean, maybe. We don't know.
You could.
It is not out of the realm of possibility.
It's only the inspiration of this wonderful man right here.
Oh, my. Oh, Sugarlump. Oh, whoa.
That's why I named the rose after him, dear. It's called
Snotbottom's
Rose. No, not at all, dear.
Snotbottom's Rosebud.
No, dear.
No.
It's called Daffodil after what I call Mr. Snotbottom. Oh, that's a wonderful name.
It's a beautiful rye rose called a daffodil.
Of course, dear, it's wonderful. I thought, what a better name.
That's a really good name.
It gives me the feeling that Mr. Snotbottom does, dear. Oh, such a beautiful rose.
Oh, a beautiful. I'm moved thinking about our marriage and beautiful children.
Oh, dear. Let's go get some of that ice cream.
Whoa, yes.
Oh, they left the rose.
Oh, they left. All right. Well, it looks good.
It's getting a lot of good sunshine right here.
Smells pretty good.
It smells a little weedy.
A little weedy here. A little weedy, heedy.
Candle.
Cliff. Cliff. I'm at a loss. Because as I said, I was up late last night, which I'll get to. No, maybe next week. So I don't know. I'm out of it. I can't tell you when I'll get to it. What do we do on the show? We do things called segments, and this one is...
Wait. Don't eat that.
Oh!
Don't eat it.
I hate when people say, did not eat something.
Right before you said that, I was going to cut you off with, wait, don't eat that.
Do you like when people say, no, don't eat this? Does Susan,
no, I don't like when people say, don't eat that.
Does she do that, like, when you FaceTime her from other countries, and she's like, now, Kendall, you really shouldn't be eating that?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And my first food tip for you, Kendall, are you ready?
I'm ready.
To agree to this tip before you even hear it. You're going to start doing it. And the next time you make a cake... Idiot, why don't you add mayonnaise to the cake? It is going to make it so...
All right, I'll do it.
Scrumptiously moist. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Do you already put mayonnaise on your cake when you have it? You just put a dollop of Miracle Whip?
I think I've had cake that's had, like, mayonnaise put in the mix before.
Because to me, that sounds revolting, but...
I love mayonnaise.
Okay, all right.
I like my mayonnaise.
I like it.
Do you know chewing coffee beans can help you eliminate some bad breath?
Oh, is this... Are you... that your way of telling me?
No, I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling the listeners that if you've been overdoing it on garlic and you need to rid yourself of the smell of bad breath, you just chew on some of that gum or some extra strong mints, and that's not the right answer for you. Just go ahead and suck on and chew on a coffee bean.
Kendall, why don't you measure by weight instead of cups? Because it's more accurate and less messy. It's a lot less messy if you just get a bathroom scale and just dump out some sugar on it until you have a pile that reaches 6 ounces.
You're like, that's what I'll weigh. I use a little kitchen scale sometimes when I'm weighing out stuff, and then I'm like, oh, I'll just eat 12 servings of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom! Alright.
I'm silent because I don't believe. Don't you just go through each day just not believing what people say? Like, you don't really do that.
No.
No?
No. I have my scale in the kitchen. I don't do it all the time. Uh-huh. I have used it when I did Weight Watchers and things, like to measure out ounces and things.
Because
now I use it sometimes for mixing epoxies together.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to go into why you would do that. But because maybe it's just me, and I just never tell the truth. But, you know, it was like when I went to the doctor a while back, and she said, oh, my God. You're a vegetarian, because she couldn't believe that she'd never seen one so fat before. And I was like, well, yeah, I am. And she said, well, what do you eat? Because she couldn't believe it. She she lost all bedside manner. She just,
it's like, prove it.
What? You? What do you eat? And I said, quinoa. And because I'd cooked it twice, and it seemed like something that I might start doing again. I think probably that same half-finished bag of quinoa is still in my apartment back in Busheltown. But, you know, I did cook quinoa. So maybe that's like you did measure something on a scale once. And so now it's like, well, yeah, this is the thing I do.
As I gain weight and lose weight, whenever I'm losing weight, I do weigh my stuff. So I do it off and on. It's not just one time.
Weigh this stuff.
Here I'm defending my words on the air.
No. And I went to the dentist, and it was here in Afghanistan, and I was all excited because I wanted an Afghanistan dentist, and I thought, let's see what it is in Afghanistan when people get their teeth cleaned and looked at. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter booked my dental appointment at the American consulate here. So it was like this bumpkin from Ohio that had flown in. And he was looking at it, and he was actually very nice. But, you know, they were looking at my teeth, and they said, okay, so do you brush twice a day? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm usually, and it, like I have a few times, and since so it's so you just round up. You round up from I have done that a couple times to usually, and then she said, "Well, now how often do you floss? Do you floss like once a day?" And I was like, "Well, it's my New Year's resolution." So, but you know, I felt like those were kind of true at the time, and the thing about a lie detector test is you'll pass it if you believe you're telling the truth. And I've got to take a break.
Okay.
I
do too.
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
When you're hot, you're hot. We got a lot. That's funny, babe.
Hey, kids. There's a free iron-on funny face patch inside every new super-sized can. Goofy grape, choo-choo cherry, loudmouth punch, and me, Lefty Lemonade.
We got a super-sized can, and that's a lot to cool you off when you're hot. That's funny face.
We're a lot when it's hot.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
Welcome back. The Afghanistan Flower Show.
It's just beautiful. Now, I understand these are the fairgrounds here in Kabul.
They're beautiful.
They're so beautifully kept. I can't tell where the flower show ends and the fairgrounds begin.
Yeah, so did they really do any work here, or were they just here?
Maybe it was just here. We don't know. We'll never know, but the only thing we do know is it's beautiful, and it's just an honor to be here in Afghanistan at this beautiful flower show, entering Busheltown Rose or whatever.
No one really asked us to come, but we're still honored to be here, people, supporting Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church.
People do sort of look like, why are these big white people in the booth? Here.
Which we get this look a lot.
Is this some sort of exhibit on Americans and American their obesity problem? Is this an art installation?
We should put a tip jar.
And in many ways, it is art. It's so high concept, most people just won't get it.
If you don't, it's okay.
Keep listening, because maybe...
maybe one day you will.
Through exposure, you'll get it. It's called exposure therapy.
I didn't realize we left this beautiful daffodil right
over. Can you imagine? Oh, my goodness. So worried.
Well, I'm glad that you walked in, because we need you for Hot Subjects.
Yes,
it's our next segment.
Oh, goodness dear. Oh. I don't know. If Afghanistan, while we're in Afghanistan, we talk about Hot Subjects, dear. I'm just too focused on the rose. Dear.
Well, it's a beautiful, it looks good right there. It's good. And
look,
so
nothing too controversial. We'll keep it clean. Here we
no,
go.
All right. So you get to give a hot subject.
Not clean. We'll keep it calm.
Calm.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Oh.
Did any of you watch or hear about the Bachelor ending?
No. Luckily, the news does not come through on my phone.
No, dear, I haven't seen it, dear.
Oh, I haven't been a bachelor now for many, many years, Marge.
Well, this may not be an interesting subject to debate, then.
I remember as a bachelor, dear, I would cook one bag full of rice and eat it throughout the week. Oh, and I would stand in my trousers with only my shirt sleeves rolled up.
This not that kind of bachelor, dear. Not that it's the TV show, dear, in America.
Ugh, don't you hate that show?
Yes, I do. But and I hate it even more from what just happened. The guy like picked the girl, and then 2 months later, he just like decided, oh, I should have picked the other one. He dumped her, and they like played the whole thing uncut, like 20 minutes of just walking around following her.
Oh, my bachelor days, some days when my socks were so dirty, I would rinse them out in the sink. I would just put a bar of soap in the toe and let it seep through.
Yes,
and they always smelled very fresh the next morning.
Yeah, we know that. We know your tips on sock cleaning, dear.
All right, well, I've got a hot subject.
All right,
okay?
Let's go.
And I don't know what Kendall's was about, really. But this,
knows,
one, this one is a little more clear. There's been a video of a boy in China urinating in an elevator. And he causes it to break down. And, y'all, this has gone viral.
He causes the elevator to break down?
Yeah, the Ministry of Public Security has released the video showing the youngster urinating over the buttons. So it's like he's just whipped it out, started peeing on the buttons. And but the prank backfired and the boy was trapped inside.
Oh, goodness, dear. Right.
And he's seen frantically pressing buttons trying to get out, but he can't.
What the hell would he pee on the button?
Oh, no. Oh, why? Oh, dear, we
it
must never
like
let a funk and opium urinate on an alien.
Dear, I, trust me, neither of them would ever want to do such a thing.
I'm so revolting.
It's awful, dear. Why would anyone do such a thing?
I don't know why I did.
I would never do such a thing.
It's a hot subject that he did.
Oh, it's hot.
It's hot. Maybe it's too hot. I can't really believe we're talking about it on the show.
It's too hot. Too hot.
That was too hot for, us. We're not on TV, so it's not too hot for TV. So it's just too hot for us.
Too hot for prime time. We don't know what we're talking about.
Hot subject.
No, I mean, what was the last one we were just talking about? I'm sorry.
The last subject of the boy urinating.
Urinating
on the
elevator.
Sorry.
Oh, no, bring it up again.
Oh my goodness, dear, no.
Oh, sugar lump.
Move on to something else, dear.
Oh, it's upsetting my bowel.
All right. So, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Busheltown Police Department acquired some old military gear. It's really worn out stuff. But Sheriff Frogblast thinks he's like, I don't know who he thinks he is now. He's like driving a tank to work every morning because he thinks it's cool.
This is General Pershing.
He should not be driving. It's messing up the roads. It's terrible.
Won't anyone think of that poor asphalt? It's been through so much. Oh, the potholes, each one breaks a piece of your heart, Buzz.
He's really kicking the asphalt.
Goodness, dear.
Oh, God. All right, well, I've got one that the whole fan... Oh, no, strike that. this is...
Oh, no, goodness, dear, maybe not.
Now, this is hot. I can't deny its hotness.
It's here.
It's awful. Awful.
Uh-oh.
It's like if you imagine a show that we do, and then they start talking about something just terrible.
Oh, goodness. Maybe we should leave, dear.
Kendall, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, and Mr. Snot Bottom.
Did you say something about leaving, dear?
Oh, dear, yes, I think we should leave. It's going to get
Look,
hot
it's,
here.
No, you're here. Might as well stay. All right, just buckle up. A teacher has been accused. This is all. It really is awful. Let's take it down a notch just to the horrors of humanity. Some people won't think so. That's what makes it a hot subject, guys. Mm-hmm. A teacher has been accused of terrifying students by allegedly feeding a live puppy to the class snapping turtle.
What?
Robert Crossland, a teacher at Preston Junior High in Idaho, is under investigation for the alleged demonstration, which is reported to have taken place after school.
Oh my, who knew snapping turtles could eat a puppy?
Oh my God.
Yeah, everybody, the puppy, you act like you don't even care. You think that's fine?
I said that's horrible.
Yeah, but I didn't believe it, how you said it. Kendall, the puppy, maybe this will...
Because I'm traumatized thinking about a puppy being eaten by a turtle.
Maybe this will crack that frozen tundra that is your heart. The puppy had deformity, and it was going to die soon anyway, according to the parents.
No, that doesn't break my heart. That doesn't help anything. That's awful.
But animal rights activist Jill Paris said... She slammed it, and she said it's disgusting and sick. Now, some pupils and parents have come to the teacher's defense, and they say, hey, it's just a circle of life, baby. There's everywhere you go, there's a snapping turtle eating a puppy. And parent Julie Johnson described Mr. Croslin as the best science teacher in the whole darn school.
All right, well, as soon as he starts getting sick with anything, we'll just take him to the lake and feed him to a crocodile.
Feed him to a crocodile.
The same thing, he's dying anyway.
Oh, boys, pardon me. I haven't been listening. I'm too nervous.
Oh, dear, it's better you don't listen. Oh. All this is getting in my head, dear. I must get out there and look at get to the judges. Dear.
Yes, we've got to go to the judges. They've got to see the daffodil.
Come on, quickly,
let's
go.
Come here.
They left the flower.
Guys, it's right here.
Aren't you going to... No, right,
they'll come back. They'll realize once they reach the judges' table. Isn't that awful? I told you it's awful.
That is horrible. I was sitting there in silence because it affected me so much.
Did you? Now...
I can't stand anything about animals at all. Happy endings.
No. Well, sorry. Well, that did have a happy ending because all dogs go to heaven. This is true. And he's in heaven with Tyler and Abraham Lincoln.
I'm just depressed now.
I thought you were going to say, I'm just a fool.
Wayfaring stranger, traveling through this land of woe.
Oh, I gestured and I knocked over cliff. I mean, you were gesturing. Kendall, your gesture knocked over.
I was gesturing, but my gesture didn't knock the plant over.
It broke the daffodil. Oh my God, the
soil. Her perfect soil is everywhere.
The soil on the floor.
Here, get this bag. What is in this bag? Oh, don't use that bag.
Is this a funky diaper?
It's something Charles had in here. Throw it out.
Oh no, here they go.
Here, stand in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
We need to plant. The judges are just about to judge it here.
Well, funny thing was, Crockpot just came by, and she took it.
She went that way. You
left the flower, and you should take it.
Running up to
so
the judges.
So she's probably at the judge's table right now.
Oh, my goodness.
What are we going to do with this broken piece?
Why did you say it was gone with Crockpot?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
I don't know. We should have just told the truth.
Told the truth?
I know. That's a terrible idea.
What is this? Is it a whole show about me lying? Me learning a lesson about telling the truth?
Shut up. Is there anything around here we can grab to put it in?
I'll put it in. We need tape. We need tape to put it back
together.
There's
some tape holding up the roof up there. That duct tape that was fixing your perfect pitch.
Get the duct tape.
Okay. Here, I'm going to just wad the soil into a ball and you just duct tape around it.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, hold on. You duct taped my finger to the dirt. Hold on.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Stuff's going everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's
this
dirt all over the
nightmare.
Booth.
Nightmare.
Okay.
Oh, and here they come back.
Oh, the pedals just fell off.
The pedals!
I don't see Crockpot anywhere, dear.
I just remembered she's not even here.
Look, dear, where's the plant, dear? I left it right here. What is all this dirt, dear?
I am shocked. What has happened, Kendall? I leave the booth for 1 minute.
You have been hearing this entire time. Cliff broke the plant.
I broke the plant.
He was gesturing wildly.
You know how he says things that make me sing, and it's not my fault. We had that diagnosed.
Dear, where's the plant, dear? I'm sorry, I've been hiding it behind my back. Here it is. My goodness, dear, look at it.
Oh, my bowels. They're so disappointed.
Oh, my goodness, dear.
Oh, boys, my bowels. They're not angry, they're just disappointed that you didn't feel like you could tell us the truth, boys.
I'm so sorry. Well, we can't. We can't.
Kendall panicked, and he said, no, don't tell them the truth. We can't. They'll never take it if...
Oh my gosh.
He really, I'll counsel him. And
dear, it's really not nice, dear.
Oh, not nice at all. And my bowels. Oh, they're still not over it, Buzz.
I'm so sorry that this happened.
I'm so sorry. Look, I admit, I come clean. This was at least 20% my fault, okay?
Okay, well, that's very big of you, dear.
Very commendable.
Kendall, you can learn a lot from Cliff.
You can learn a lesson here. In fact, dear, why don't we go and fix Cliff some ice cream for telling us the truth?
That's such a wonderful idea. Let's go.
Oh, can I get an extra large?
You got it, boy. I'm going to take the plant up anyway. Just let the judges take a look.
You know, they probably just want to see some of that good old Busheltown dirt again.
Well, they just want to see the difference. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Well, okay. All right. Ice cream on the way.
Thanks for that. Don't mind these bus tracks on my chest.
Bus?
You threw me under the bus.
Threw you under? Kendall, you are. If you were thrown under a bus, God help the passengers on that bus, because that would be another. Like, if why didn't they ever make Speed 3? And it's like, guess
they couldn't afford me.
If we're gonna make your bus. Run over Kendall.
It's called Speed 3. Speed bump.
Speed bump! Yeah, speed bump. I think Sandra Bullock, get her on the line.
Let's write this down.
Get her on the line. She could be a passenger. That's a mother.
All right, Cliff. Well, I am so exhausted from this whole plant debacle.
I'm exhausted, too.
I know you're getting me heaping helping of ice cream, and I'm going to go get myself some because I'm hungry. Okay.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Share.
Well,
okay, we're going to get out of here, but we'll see you next week.
We're out of here, guys.
Sad.
That's burning rubber. We're out of here.
I completely forgot how to end the show. Completely gone.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at Cliff and Kendall. .podbean.com.
Art.